On Friday, Pope Benedict XVI received the participants attending the 37th Conference of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, which has its headquarters in Rome. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization is located just a short distance from the Vatican, and Pope Benedict noted this neighborly closeness when he greeted the participants of the organization's 37th conference on Friday. Among those present was the outgoing Director General of FAO, Mr. Jacques Diouf, and the Director General-elect, Mr. José Graziano da Silva. The Holy Father took the opportunity to wish Mr. da Silva the best for his future work with FAO, and he also renewed the support of the Holy See for what he called the meritorious and invaluable work of the organization.
Je voudrais également renouveler le soutien du Saint-Siège pour l'activité méritoire irremplaçable de l'organisation.
Pope Benedict's speech to those gathered covered a number of issues, including the revival of agriculture, poverty and hunger, food security, and rising prices. The Pope said that poverty, underdevelopment and hunger were very often the result of a selfish attitude that comes from the heart of man and is manifested in his social action, such as in trade and market conditions.
La pauvreté, le sous-développement et donc la faim sont souvent les résultats d'attitudes égoïstes qui, partant du cœur de l'homme, se manifestent dans son activité sociale, dans les échanges économiques, dans les conditions de marché.
How can we ignore, the Holy Father went on to say, the fact that food has become the subject of speculation or is related to financial market trends that, without clear rules and lacking in moral principles, is pegged to the single objective of profit? Pope Benedict stressed that solidarity was an essential criterion for all policy and strategy, especially when it comes to fears regarding instability and rising prices. He also underlined that a development model needs to take into account the human as well as the economic and technical dimension.
Ma pensée va à la situation de millions d'enfants.
The Pope's thoughts then turned to the plight of millions of children around the world who even today are doomed to an early death through poverty, hunger and exploitation, and he hoped that the younger generation would be encouraged to combat the abandonment of rural and agricultural work so as to enable entire communities, whose survival is threatened by hunger, to look with greater confidence to the future. In his concluding remarks, Pope Benedict, while reflecting on the many problems affecting agricultural activity, also looked to the new opportunities to help alleviate the tragedy of hunger. The Holy Father expressed the hope that FAO would continue to work to ensure that each person can grow strong to be the human being made in the likeness of God. I'm Lydia O'Kane.